Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
Do you know what it is to be forcibly fed? To have a tube thrust down your throat and to have it go the wrong way? Do you know what that means?
The 8th of July. Several suffragettes are on trial for criminal damage. While they've been held in prison, they've been on hunger strike. Attempts to force feed them have left them weak. The judge has little sympathy, though.
You should take your food and then you won't be tortured.
If you were in prison illegally, would you take your food?
The proceedings are chaotic. The defendants throw a book at the judge. They call their fellow prisoner, Mary Richardson, as a witness. She herself has been convicted for slashing a painting in the National Gallery.
I want to know, what is the meaning of Miss Richardson's screams when she is forcibly fed?
That question is irrelevant.
Have you any news of the other prisoners?
That is quite irrelevant.
They are being tortured, as you and I are.
The Times letter page is exercised by a very different aspect of the modern world. Noisy car horns.
Sir, may I put these questions to motorists?
The issue continues to cause controversy.
Is it kind to tootle your horn in the small hours to bring your sleepy friend to the window? 2. May not a pony trap or a farmer's wagon have more than a few seconds to move aside without repeated orders from your horn? 3. Do you know that after we've moved aside and you pass us, that ferocious scowl or fixed glare is not becoming?
In Vienna, the Foreign Minister Berchtold is meeting Konrad, the head of the army, to plan Austria-Hungary's next move. Yesterday they decided against an immediate attack on Serbia, in favor of an ultimatum. Konrad admits a swift attack would have been impossible anyway. Many of his soldiers have just been given summer leave to bring in the harvest. It means even more delay, but they can at least try to preserve the element of surprise. Berchtold has a suggestion.
It would be a good thing if you and the Minister of War would go on leave for a while, so as to keep up an appearance that nothing is going on.
To the north, on his yacht in the Baltic, the Kaiser reads about the tactic in a secret memo, and scribbles in the margin, childish. He doesn't seem to realize that many in his own government want him out of Berlin for the same reason. The young composer, Sergei Prokofiev, is visiting England, hoping to get his first major commission. Russian culture is all the rage in London at the moment. Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe is selling out at the Drury Lane Theatre. In politics, too, relations between Britain and Russia are better than they once were. Russia's alliance with France has also brought it closer to Britain. But there's still rivalry between the two great nations. Prokofiev writes in his diary,
I like the English people, but their tendency to self-satisfaction irritates me. In Birmingham, people say to me triumphantly, see how marvelous everything is here. I am quick to reply, splendid, almost as good as what we have in Russia.
Britain's friendship with Russia is about to be put to another sort of test.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adie and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.